As we start to come into our own rhythm during the retreat, it may happen that you start to wake up early in the morning and not be sure what to do with yourself. And one encouragement is, what about just getting up, having a bath, and going back to sleep? Or maybe doing a little yoga or walking or meditation before going back to sleep, even if it's a crazy hour like 2 or 3 in the morning. As we come into our own space, it can happen that there are days that are just hard. Hard because suddenly there's a strong emotion that we didn't feel before. And it can be just part of the natural opening. Just like if my leg falls asleep, I do want the circulation to go back, the blood to go back flowing through the leg. But at first it's painful. It feels very uncomfortable. So there's a kind of discomfort that can happen on retreat that's worth going through. The circulation coming back in, the leg waking up, the heart waking up, the belly's eyes waking up, the inner voice waking up. Another kind of discomfort that can happen is nothing seems to be going on. It seems blank. And sometimes we could just hang out there with nothing, with no drama, nothing to hold on to. And it may happen that after a while we start to sense in a more subtle way and feel what is going on. Waking up our sensitivity in a deeper way. A third kind of discomfort that may come, or let's say will come, probably will come, maybe today, we're resting and we're trying to see things as they are, to really experience what is as it is without adding anything. And many, many times we do come closer to seeing what is. But usually there's also a way that we are filtering our experience, that our conditioning is reacting to our experience without our being aware of that reaction. So we feel that we're seeing things as they are, or we're trying to see things as they are. But in our trying to see things as they are, there's some kind of habit energy infecting the seeing. And so it can be really fun and worthwhile to play with feeling our reactions, especially of liking, disliking, and ignoring. What is important to us that stands out as either good or bad? And is it true that that thing itself is good or bad? That word, that part of the garden, that part of the day, that part of oneself, that part of someone else? Is it really true that that sound is really good or really bad? Or in a more subtle way, is our way of trying gravitating towards, moving more towards the negative, more interested in the negative? Or more interested in what we find to be positive? feeling the tension in the body that can go with these little filters, these habit reactions. Resting with that tension. So usually if we've been trying for 6 days to see things as they are, but really being driven by some kind of liking or disliking, then by now we start to feel dry or a lot of tension or pressure. And so could we find an even deeper relaxing, letting things be as they are, including our reaction without being driven by it. So today and from now on, if it so happens that you feel things are in their place, they are as they are, and the kind of peace with things falling into place, a kind of ease and playfulness of letting things happen by themselves. Please don't add anything to that situation. Please don't say, oh, but I'm supposed to be watching my breath. We could just ease into allowing things to happen by themselves. Whenever that comes to us, whenever that is accessible for us. So walking, happening by itself, breathing, happening by itself, even thinking, coming out of nowhere and landing nowhere. Emotions that may not just belong to little me, but could be felt as pure energy, not story. So resting back again into the back of the body, receiving this subtle play of energies. Easing away from the stories, the ideas of right and wrong. Relaxing a little more to come to simplicity. Where I don't need my ideas or my emotions to protect me from chaos, but feeling this graceful play within the chaos of this playful experience that we are. Relaxing a little more to let the breath be itself. Without adding the watcher of the breath. When it so happens that there is a sense of breath and breath being controlled by the watcher, we could just give a little more space and see that we're unable to control the controller and wouldn't want to. And neither do we want to be controlled by the controller. It's just another energy happening, controlling and breathing happening by themselves. Relaxing a little more. So seeing that the reactions, which may be going on 90% of the time, are not what we choose, but they happen somehow by themselves. And if we could find a place of ease where we're not completely moved by the reaction, and still letting it be. And then if we fall into a place without so much reaction, just simplicity. Subtle feeling, energy, body, sound, taste, color, happening by themselves. And the ease and the wonder and the adventure of that. The sense of openness in that. The sense of creativity there. Without adding me creating this experience. Wholeheartedly tuning into this flow of life. in the last few minutes here together. Maybe it's possible to feel down through this marble and cement floor to the earth, to sense the aliveness of the jungle to one side of us and the living river just on the other side, feeling through the concrete the aliveness, the wildness. The potential the unstuck, unfixed potential. And maybe we could tune into that potential in ourselves, in human beings around us, and in our own human being. Feeling through our conditioned, structured reactions, predictable anger, predictable fear, predictable feeling left out, predictable feeling victim. If we could feel not just the patterns, not just the reactions, not just the obstacles, if we could feel that these patterns are not our fault, but our training and our suffering. And feeling past them to something more alive. If we see that the way we react is sometimes so predictable and structured, and if we see that it is not our fault but our training, our conditioning, and if we feel that it's painful, just feeling the pain of it allows life to come rushing in for healing and may help us to come closer to intimacy with life potential in ourselves.